right, welcome back to the Artist Connection podcast. This is Matt Kasar with today's very special guest, Jade Starling. Welcome.
Hello, Matt. It's so nice to be here.
It's so nice to meet you. You've heard this a million times since 1987. I graduated high school that year.
That's awesome.
So Catch Me, I'm Falling, of course, is in the soundtrack of my life.
That's amazing. Was it your prom song? A lot of people tell me it was.
No, it wasn't. Our prom song that year was Billy Joel, These Are the Times to Remember.
Okay.
That was the one there.
But Catch Me, I'm Falling seems to come up a lot with proms and weddings, and just like takes you back to a time in your life where you were happy.
Oh, yeah.
In falling in love or falling on your butt, whichever.
Yeah, sometimes both. At the same time.
Exactly.
Well,
but if you remember in the movie, Catch Me, I'm Falling, the soundtrack was to the part where they were actually at a roller skating rink and they were falling in love and falling on their butts.
Yeah.
I thought that was a very clever spot to put it in.
Well, the nice thing for me is, and I've been a fan of music my whole life, all kinds of music, but as a teenage boy in the 80s, dance music wasn't really my thing. I was listening to Van Halen and, you know, hair metal, Rat, and Black Sabbath, and bands like that.
Oh, we all were.
Yeah.
We all were.
But, sure. but your song specifically, and I'm not just saying it because you're here, your song specifically was my bridge into dance music, because it went from being the kind of song that I thought, oh, that's what the girls like, to, hey, that's what the girls like. Right?
Well, the boys liked it too, for sure. And I think the reason is because it had a rock feel to it as well.
Sure
did. It
was
like dance. It had a really cool rock lead guitar in it. And I like the way you just said bridged, because it kind of just bridged dance and pop and
absolutely
R&B and rock. It kind of had it all. So I find that very interesting, too, like listening back to it now, how many, you know, what a wide audience it actually appealed to.
And that's the beauty part of it, and that I'm sure is what lends itself to the longevity that we're even still talking about it this much later. You know, it's still a very, very popular song.
It's crazy how relevant Catch Me has remained. It was used on the last season of Breaking Bad, and then it was also used just recently, last month, on MTV's Ridiculousness.
Oh, nice.
And the guest star was Derek Hough from Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, cool.
So, I mean, it just continues to reinvent itself. I mean, we're so blessed in that way. And, you know, I ain't mad.
No, I'm sure you're not. And this is probably a cliche question to ask you, and I don't usually do that, but when you were writing it and recording it and going through the process, did you look at each other like, this is a monster hit? Or was that the one that you were really thinking about?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
I mean, we knew it was good, but, you know, we had other ones, too, that we just thought were going to be so much bigger. But, you know, in the long run, I mean, looking back, you know, it comes down to a song that touches people in some way, touches your heart, affects you, reminds you of a great time in your life, and I guess Catch Me, I'm Falling just happens to be that song for so many people, and, you know, we're very blessed, very grateful.
Well, you deserve everything that came along with that, because it's a great song, and you had I love the video, too, you know, just the imagery from then. Yeah, a lot of good stuff.
Oh, yeah. It was filmed at Hollywood High School.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, oh, yeah. It was just such a fun, crazy... All I can remember is the director, Bob Giraldi. I don't know if you recall, he used to do the Budweiser commercials. He had done Beat It for Michael Jackson.
Oh, wow.
Quite a few very elaborate choreographed videos and commercials. So we were very fortunate to get to work with him. I know that he did pass away. I believe it was last year. So both him and the choreographer, Michael Peters, who also did Beat It, did a lot of choreography for Michael Jackson.
Huh.
So both choreographer and videographer have passed away, but